This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. American Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Government Affairs, Dave Saltmanson, says his organization will continue to press for binding market access agreements despite President Biden's anti-free trade deal policy. Saltmanson says the Farm Bureau won't stop pressing to boost market access, even as Biden's special ag negotiator nominee, Doug McCallop, would be hamstrung by the president's no FTA policy.
We're pressing for market access wherever we can. We want better trade relationship with a lot of countries. I think he will have a portfolio in that job to express the needs for American agriculture and trade.
In effect, Saltmanson paints McCallop's role in part as a listening post or conduit between the ag community and the White House.
There'll be a lot of attention paid through his office to these issues from the outside, from both the ag stakeholder community, from the Hill, from Congress, and he'll have to deal with that.
Saltmanson doesn't expect McCallop to change the administration's approach to trade, but suggests Farm Bureau won't be shy about delivering its longstanding message on trade.
Greater market access. We've said that, and we'll say again, we'd like to see more engagement to get towards real binding agreements in the future. That's a consistent message from us.
McCallop insists that short of a new trade deal, he'll push to expand ag trade in the UK, the Indo-Pacific, Latin America, and parts of Africa.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.